Upheaval, Breaking Point, Chapter 6, Where Faith Lies. Fangbreaker Fortress had always been a renowned place throughout the Barrier Lands. Standing proudly on a lone hill far to the north of Equestria proper, it was the Northern Equestrian Legion's primary bastion against the enemies of Wolvengard. Its walls had witnessed countless waves of vicious Wolven soldiers try and fail to take over the Barrier Lands, grand showdowns between King Fenrir and Prince Tirado, and the rise and fall of many pony heroes. To be stationed at Fangbreaker was an honor among the ponies of the Barrier Lands. It was to stand at the very tip of Equestria's north, and to stare down the Wolven King's gaping maw, to fight side by side with the most stalwart of ponies. There were stories of high-ranking officers willing to be demoted if a low-ranking position within the fortress opened. Despite the structure's austere design, something that Prince Tirado had insisted on during its construction, the ponies of Fangbreaker Fortress continued to look upon it with a reverent sense of awe. Everything about it just seemed proud and defiant against the forces that continually assaulted it, from its compound walls to its multiple barracks and courtyards capable of holding a large army. Not every area in Fangbreaker Fortress was glorious and awe-inspiring, however. Within the fort's inner courtyards was a row of buildings marked by their multiple, perpetually smoking chimneys. They housed the fort's great kitchens, where ponies worked constantly to keep the garrison fed. They were supplied by the farms to the south, where the land was more fertile. Most of the garrison often avoided the kitchens. It was swelteringly warm, and the cooks were often violently short-tempered when someone got under hoof. Culinary experiments also often occurred there. The fort's cooks were constantly trying to create the perfect rations for long-range patrols. It had to be easily portable, long-lasting, filling, and nutritious. The smells from the many failed results have been known to knock unsuspecting passers-by unconscious. Despite the risks, Vanguard Clash often visited the kitchens. It was something that he made sure he did, at least once a week. This morning, just after the day he had encountered the Chosen, he had decided that it was time for another visit. He had arrived just as every pony was finishing clearing up breakfast preparations. The staff already recognized him and quickly passed the word to the pony he wanted to see that he was around.
"Sharp Fangs!" one of the cooks called out. "Your son's here to see ya!"
Vanguard watched as his father looked up. Even while surrounded by so much bustling activity, he could spot his father. Sharp Fangs stood out in many ways. The name alone puzzled anyone who had never encountered him before. His appearance, however, often left ponies staring in bewilderment. He had a gray coat, something that Vanguard inherited from him, but his coat had notably longer hairs, which feathered by his hoofs. His mane was a wild, feral mess of wiry hair, and his eyes were slit and bright red. The most peculiar thing about him was his namesake, a pair of fangs that protruded slightly from his upper lip.
"Vanguard,"
Sharp Fangs exclaimed.
"About time you showed up. How did the new concentrate work for you?"
"It tastes like cardboard,"
Vanguard let himself smile slightly.
"A major improvement,"
he answered.
"Excellent,"
Sharp Fangs said.
"Looks like the commissary did manage to get better supplies this month. Are you here for more, then? Don't tell me the concentrate's so good that you've been snacking on it." "Just seeing how you are,"
Vanguard replied.
"I heard that Mother's long-range patrol just flew back in. Have you seen her yet?"
Sharp Fangs snorted before answering.
"Your mother has too many things to do to be bothered by an old dog." "So you haven't seen her,"
Vanguard said with a sigh.
"This constant self-deprecation isn't going to help either of you, Father." "Your mother and I will do just fine, boy,"
Sharp Fangs reassured his son.
"We're not going to fall apart over an argument, no matter how much equipment ends up broken afterwards."
He suddenly looked past Vanguard and smiled.
"Besides, you have your own relationships to deal with."
Vanguard looked behind him and saw Pyre Valor from a distance. She was walking towards him, her face completely serious. He guessed that their squad was up for another mission.
"I'm doing fine with my relationships,"
he answered.
"Which means you haven't proposed to her, right?"
Sharp Fangs said with a toothy grin.
"Move quickly, boy. You may not have noticed, but neither of us are studs. Pass up a filly like that, and you may as well cut them off and use them for woven bait." "I think I'll keep them for a while longer, Father,"
Vanguard replied.
"It looks like I'm needed, though. I'll see you soon."
Vanguard left the kitchens and went over to meet up with Pyre Valor. She saluted him as he approached, a sure sign that they had work ahead of them.
"Captain, Commander Dreadstep has sent for our squad.
she said. Blademane should be on his way with Scarlet Rabbit as we speak.
Understood,
Vanguard replied.
Let's go then.
A few minutes later, and Vanguard was already standing inside Dreadstep's office with the rest of his squad. They saluted their commander with respect. Dreadstep had been in charge of Fangbreaker since even before they were foals, and he had never led the defense wrong. The Earth Pony weathered his age well. Despite the lines around his face and salt-and-pepper mustache, he moved about with ease, and his eyes remained bright with vigor.
Good that you've arrived, Captain Vanguard Clash, Dreadstep spoke. Yesterday was a hectic one, what with our prince's sudden arrival and the matter of the Chosen. You've yet to be properly congratulated for successfully slaying Coldhoof and bringing back the information he stole. The Northern Legion's Special Operations Division should be proud to have you and your squad as part of them.
Thank you, Commander, Vanguard replied. We have merely done our duties in service to the Legion.
Indeed, and you're about to serve the Legion some more, Dreadstep said. I have a new task for your squad. Our long-range patrols just reported that the Wolven are transporting some kind of large device towards our border. We need a closer look as to what it is, and your squad will be our eyes. Sabotage it, if you can. Here's its last location.
With that, Dreadstep handed Vanguard a rolled-up map.
Scarlet, I have a different task for you. We need an important message sent to Bastion City down south. Our last messenger ran afoul of a squad of Wolven bolters. You're our fastest flyer, and this message can't wait.
Understood, sir,
Scarlet Rabbit replied. To Vanguard and the others, Dreadstep gave a salute as he spoke.
Take care. This will take you right up to our borders. The Wolven army is on the march over there.
You mean to say that they are transporting this device ahead of their army?
Vanguard asked.
Indeed, Dreadstep replied. It's a curious object, a small structure carried around by Wolven. It can't be good news.
We are going then,
Vanguard said.
He saluted and left, his squad right behind him. It was already close to evening when Fangbreaker Fortress faded completely into the distance for Vanguard's squad. They had been walking silently across the plain for hours now, and Vanguard could not help but feel the steadily rising tension between him and Pyre Valor. The unicorn walked directly behind him, and he could feel her eyes on his rear. Something was going on, and he didn't like the feel of it. He checked the map that he had been provided with. They had made good time so far, but the Wolven detachment's last location was still a good distance away, and it was likely that it had moved on.
Wouldn't a detachment of Pegasi be more adequate for this mission? Pyre asked once Scarlet was gone. They could swoop in and take out that structure, while we trek down here looking for it.
Our patrols are going out as soon as they're coming in,
Vanguard replied.
We haven't recovered from that disastrous ambush from 2 weeks ago, so we're short on Pegasi. The fortress just doesn't have any spare for an aerial raid. The low number of Pegasi recruits from this year's draft doesn't help either.
And they even have to pull our Pegasus for deliveries. What about reinforcements? Pyre asked.
I heard that we've got a few squadrons coming in from the southwest. It's going to take them some time to get up here, however.
They'd arrive sooner if they flew directly instead of skirting around the Heartland.
There's no point in complaining about something that's been going on for 1,000 years.
And that's how it gets to keep happening for another 1,000 years.
Vanguard didn't bother replying. Pyre Valor had been railing against the Heartland for as long as he had known her, and will likely continue forever.
We'll set up camp here and wait for Scarlet to report. You know the drill, Vice Captain, he said.
Camp was easy enough to set up. Despite the difficulty in gathering things to use for a fire, they were ready in a matter of minutes. For once, Vanguard wished that they had taken some more time in preparing. The silence between him and Pyre Valor was becoming exhausting. Blademane had gone off to gather more material for the fire, leaving the two of them alone.
If you have something to get off your chest, Pyre, now's the time,
he finally said. He sat by one spot near the fire, while Pyre Valor sat opposite of him.
I was about to say the same thing, Vanguard, Pyre replied. I've been speaking my mind often enough. I want to hear what you have to say this time.
What are you talking about?
You know the injustice that the Heartland stands for. Even now it's affecting us. Reinforcements taking too long to arrive, an untapped population of Pegasi, unicorns, and earth ponies that could aid the war not being used while we have our backs driven against the wall.
The Legion has overcome crises like this before, Pyre,
Vanguard replied.
We stand strong on our own, without involving the Heartland.
That we stand on our own is the problem, Pyre insisted. You're right, Vanguard. The Legion has overcome crises like these before, but it has always been at a cost, and the ones paying have always been us. It's time to put an end to how things are going. Even you believe this.
I believe in no such thing,
Vanguard replied angrily. He didn't appreciate anyone putting words in his mouth. You don't think the truth should be brought to the Heartland? Pyre asked.
I don't care a mule's bit for the Heartland,
Vanguard snapped.
It may as well be a myth. I fight for my home, the Barrier Lands. It's about time you did the same too, Pyre Valor.
Then why did you give your Legionnaire emblem to that Chosen? Pyre asked. Isn't it so that she would remember the truth once she reached the Heartland? Isn't it so that it would spread from her to the rest of the Chosen? Vanguard stared silently at Pyre Valor in surprise. How she managed to find out about what he had done, he didn't know. He recovered swiftly, however.
Is that what this is about?
He asked. You've put your faith in that Chosen. Do you really think she's going to spread the truth once she's home? She's going to repay your trust by sending you off to die for treason.
I don't expect Twilight Sparkle to spread the truth or some such thing,
Vanguard answered calmly.
That's not why I gave her my Legionnaire emblem. However, I do trust her enough to not try to kill me.
Then why did you give her the emblem?
She wanted to know about this place,
Vanguard answered.
I just wanted to give her a chance to keep that knowledge, even if she just keeps it to herself.
You're going to die, Vanguard Clash. And now you're telling me that you're going to die over a triviality?
Call it what you will. It's done.
It doesn't have to be, Pyre Valor said. She was calm all of a sudden, and the sudden change of mood disturbed Vanguard. I can still set things right and save you from this temporary insanity.
What are you talking about, Pyre?
Vanguard asked suspiciously.
What have you planned?
I've been thinking about what Coldhoof had done. You're right. He was mad and needed to be put down. But that doesn't mean that there's nothing to be salvaged from what he was trying to do.
Get to the point,
Vanguard growled. He didn't like where this was going. He could feel himself tense up. He had sat through all of Pyre Valor's most fiery tirades, but this was the first time he felt threatened. We're experiencing a major attack on Fangbreaker soon, Pyre Valor began. Coldhoof was trying to give the Wolven the advantage. Imagine what would happen if the fortress does fall.
Hundreds of ponies will die,
Vanguard answered without hesitation.
Wolvengard will gain a foothold in the Barrier Lands. They'll be able to launch raids all throughout the north, while the Legion scramble to recover. An utter disaster for all of Equestria.
True, Pyre Valor continued. The loss will be staggering. Reinforcements from the Western and Southern Legions will never arrive on time. Unless... Pyre Valor's eyes brightened, and it wasn't just from the firelight reflecting off them. Prince Tirado demands that Princess Celestia allow his soldiers to travel directly through the Heartland. She'll have to, or she's going to have the Wolven howling at her very doorstep. Even her barrier won't stave them off forever. The Chosen will finally see the ponies that have been defending them for so long, and that may not even be enough. Ursinium and Ophidus won't miss this opportunity to launch their own attacks. The Heartland's resources will have to be used, along with the Barrier Lands. Drafts would be initiated. Legionnaires and Chosen will have to fight, side by side, to recover.
Vanguard stared silently at Pyre Valor for a while. He couldn't find the voice to speak. He didn't even recognize who he was talking to. This unicorn talked of a disaster, as if it was the best thing that could happen to Equestria. The way she spoke sounded completely alien.
Hundreds will still die,
he answered, his voice rising.
And why are you even contemplating this? Such a thing will never happen.
But it can, Pyre Valor replied. You didn't look at Coldhoof's bag before handing it to me, did you?
No,
Vanguard replied tersely.
I trusted you to check it.
He looked around briefly. Nighttime was quickly settling. There was more inside than just the layout of Fangbreaker Fortress. Coldhoof has been in contact with Wolvengard's High Command itself. He promised them the plans, and he's not alone. There are other ponies in Fangbreaker who are willing to hand it to Wolvengard.
You knew this and you did nothing?
Vanguard snarled. He got up to his feet, glaring at Pyre Valor.
I didn't want them discovered, Pyre Valor answered, her voice matching Vanguard's. This has to happen, Vanguard. This is the only way we can force Prince Tirado to act.
Have you already forgotten the hundreds that will die?
Hundreds of thousands have already died. Died in obscurity while the Chosen enjoy their peace and harmony. This is the final push, Vanguard. The final sacrifice that the Legion must make so that all of Equestria can join the fray.
You, Vanguard said in disbelief. You've been planning this for a long time, even before Coldhoof.
I've given it a lot of thought. I only discovered that a conspiracy was already in place last night. We can take over where Cold Hoof failed. The attack is still coming, and the sabotage will still take place.
What do you mean, we?
Vanguard asked, his voice low and dangerous.
You're suggesting treason, Pyre, and you want me to take part in it?
You've already committed treason. Whatever you believe the reason was for what you did for that Chosen, I believe that even you want the truth to be known.
You believed wrongly. The conspiracy ends here, Pyre Valor.
Think this through carefully, Vanguard. We have the chance to change a millennium of injustice.
And where will you be when this change takes place?
I will stay in Fangbreaker and fight to the death. No running away from what I started.
How very noble,
Vanguard growled.
That's not enough.
Nothing I do will ever be enough for the sacrifice that must be made.
Then you have no right to make it.
Don't do this, Vanguard. I believed in you. I trusted you to see what needs to be done.
Don't talk to me about trust, traitor.
With both of them on their feet, Vanguard rushed Pyre Valor, hoping to catch her by surprise and knock her down before she could get a spell off. She had anticipated the move, however, and had run off to gain some distance. He was about to follow when some pony charged against his side. It took him a great amount of effort, but he managed to stay on his hoofs. With a grunt, he pushed back at whatever was pushing him. He found himself struggling against the larger Blademane.
What are you doing, Blademane? Don't you know what she's planning?
Irrelevant, Blademane replied without emotion. I side with Pyre Valor, right or wrong. Before he could reply, Vanguard cried out as he felt a horrible, searing pain to his right side. He looked to where he was struck and saw that a portion of his barding was smoking. His right side felt like it was ablaze. Pyre Valor had struck him with a bolt of flame. It wouldn't be long before a barrage of them followed. He broke off from Blademane and made a run for it. He knew that he could not take on the two at once, and he needed to survive to warn Fangbreaker. Pyre Valor was a good distance away when she saw Vanguard make a break for it. She concentrated on a spell and aimed it at the fleeing pony. Vanguard's injury had slowed him down. Despite the darkness, she could see him just enough to make her aim perfect. The fireball flew unerringly, as it always did. It alighted gently on Vanguard's shoulder, and then exploded. There was no dying cry, but to Pyre Valor's surprise, Vanguard staggered out of the blast. His smoking body fell to the ground and did not move. That he had not burned to nothing surprised her. Did she weaken the spell unconsciously? Still, there was no surviving that blast. All she had done was leave a reminder of what she was forced to do. Blademane came up to her and stared at their fallen captain.
Should we make sure? He asked.
No, Pyre Valor said softly. She looked away and walked on. I can barely even look upon him at a distance.
Won't the body be discovered?
The Wolven will be here in a day or two. No one will know. Let's go. We'll set up camp and report back that we were ambushed and had to flee before we saw the structure.
Pyre Valor looked at Vanguard one last time. Her lips settled into a grim line as she fought back a wave of unwanted emotion.
I'm sorry, she whispered. I truly am. We'll see each other soon, Vanguard. Take your vengeance then.